Blogtalk.com.
Live, we are launching at hour number three of the program. You can take control of the airwaves if you dial the toll-free number 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And the Institute for Humane Studies is offering free seminars over spring break. This March, you can join other libertarians from across the country for an intense and interdisciplinary exploration of classical liberal and libertarian thought. Participation is free. Plus, IHS even provides housing and meals during the conference. So apply now to attend a seminar at the University of California, Santa Cruz, March 7th through 12th, or Emory University in Atlanta, March 14th through the 19th. You can go to libertarianseminars.com for more info. That's libertarianseminars.com. And they come highly recommended. We had Zach call from, I think it was South Carolina or something like that last night, telling us that he went and had a great time. So libertarianseminars.com. 1-800-259-9231. Just a few more thoughts here on my meeting with yet another one of the city government bureaucrats here in lovely Keene, New Hampshire. Had a meeting yesterday morning. It's scheduled five. I only asked for 5 minutes of the guy's time. He's the head code enforcement bureaucrat, also the assistant city manager. His name's Medard Kupchinski from, I think I'm pronouncing that right. Anyway, from here in Keene. And had a conversation with him, sat down. Julia came with me. It was very nice, very cordial. I was not attempting to be instigating. While I did have a voice recorder with me, it was not recording, nor was it visible. It was only sort of with me in my pocket. In the event that something was to go wrong, I could then pull that out and utilize it. So it was just more of an insurance policy than anything else, but it was not recording. Because I wanted, you know, to give these guys an opportunity to, you know, talk off the record and be friendly, and you know, maybe we could work something out, like an offer. As I said, I made an offer to them that they drop the situation in regards to them prosecuting me for having a couch in there's a couch in my tenant's yard. Drop that, make it go away. I'll get rid of the couch as long as you'll agree to just sign this piece of paper that says that there's no agreement between us. That's all you have to do, and then also agree not to prosecute me in the future unless you get a victim. So. I think it's a pretty reasonable offer. I don't know if they're actually going to take it, but I did ask him to get back to me by the time the trial is scheduled for, which is late next week on the 29th. So we're 1 week out from the date of their trial. Now, this is their trial. They're the ones that scheduled it. They're the ones that won it. I did not ask for this, and I did not even I didn't even get a chance to plead. They entered a plea for me. So the whole situation is just an absolute mess, and I'm just trying to give them the opportunity.
So there's no real resolution here.
Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet. I didn't want to pressure the guy, you know, I didn't want to try to get him to give me an answer right there on the spot. I wanted to give him the piece of paper, the offer, and then let him ruminate on it or take it to whoever he needs to take it to and think about it, right? That's the way to approach things. So, you know, I wasn't pressuring him, and we had a nice conversation, really nice guy, and he was talking because we actually both came from the same place down in Sarasota, Venice, Florida. And he was talking about the difference between people down there, generally, and people in New Hampshire. And he was talking about how, from his observation, the people in New Hampshire are pretty much leave-me-alone kind of people. He says that they're not interested in what their neighbors are doing for the most part. They want to leave their neighbors alone. And he says, down in Florida, it's just not that way. He said that that people were always, you know, calling to snitch out their neighbors down in Florida. He just got the impression that the people are different up here in New Hampshire. And I think he's absolutely right. That's definitely the impression that I've gotten. I've certainly had less interaction with the general public here in New Hampshire than I'm sure he has. He also pointed out that down in Florida, the code enforcement department works a little bit differently, and I'm sure it's also the same way out in La Quinta, California, and many other places across the country, where in Florida, as he was pointing out, they have full-time code enforcement operators who are officers that go around, driving around, looking for violations. He says that here in Keene, it's a complaint process. So the code enforcers here don't go out and observe a violation unless there's somebody who's a neighbor who's complained about it. So right there, I mean, I don't like code enforcement, period. I don't like the idea that government people will try to tell you how to run your property. But I do like the fact, if it's true what he's saying, I have no reason to disbelieve him, that here in New Hampshire, at least here in Keene, it's a complaint process.
Is he a politician?
Is he a politician?
Yeah.
He's a city bureaucrat.
Were his lips moving?
There's a possibility he was lying, Mark. I understand that, but I'm going to take him at his word, okay? He says that it's only a complaint-based process. And so I found that, you know, I just kind of found that a nice thing. Figured I'd relay that to you. And I really think this is kind of an interesting approach. The approach of talking to these people, you know, as though they are actual real people, because they are. I mean, most of these bureaucrats, and this is what I'm coming to understand, I mean, it's easy to, if you just listen to Free Talk Live or if you're just paying attention to the news and you see stories like what's happening with Ms. Camargo out in La Quinta, it's easy to just to paint all these bureaucrats with the same broad brush and to say they're all evil and they're all, you know, terrible people. But that's just not the case.
Not individually, no.
No, individually they're not. Now, the system is evil. The system is a coercive, violent system, and there's no solving that problem with the exception of getting rid of the system and somehow transitioning it over to some sort of consensual-based system. So, yes, we know there's a problem with the jobs that they do, but them as individuals, while there may be some sadists, like on the police department squad, there may be some sickos, some power freaks, many of them are just folks, you know, doing a job. They like the benefits. They signed up for that reason, or they signed up because they thought it would, you know, benefit the community. They think that this is what the right thing to do is. And a lot of these bureaucrats, they just don't know any better. You know, they're doing the wrong thing, but they don't realize that it's wrong because they've been told their whole lives that what they're doing is for the benefit of the community, et cetera, et cetera. And they really, I believe that they believe this stuff. So I think that if we can have conversations with these people and treat them like adults that are making wrong choices, and kind of level with them and be human to them instead of being hateful or spiteful to them, I think we can progress further faster. I don't think we're going to get anywhere by being mean to these bureaucrats. So all that said, it was a pretty positive meeting, and that's all I've had so far with the bureaucrats here in Keene. I mean, we've met with Fred Parcells. He's one of the former city councilors. I had a breakfast with...
What about outrage? Do you think that mean is outrage at the same time?
What's the question?
Many times in dealing with these bureaucrats, I'm outraged by what it is that they're doing. Do you think that expressing that outrage is would fall into the area of meanness?
I don't know. I guess it would depend on how you expressed it.
Well, a raised tone of voice. I mean, that's outrage, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's definitely an area that is pretty much untouched. I mean,
terminology like you're stealing.
Yeah, very few people have actually kind of. I don't think there's been a lot of experimentation in this area, Mark, as to how to communicate our ideas to these people effectively. I, as you know, call the talkback show here in Keene, which is hosted by city people, and I make what I think are pretty persuasive points. You can listen to some of the calls over at freekeene.com. You can download the audio there. And I have friendly conversations with these people, even though I point out that the system is violent and this is violence. And I do point that out, I think, pretty effectively, that this is wrong. What you people are supporting is wrong. At the same time, I'm being very nice about it. It's hard to really explain the tactics. I mean, because on one hand, you're essentially calling them out as thieves and people that are doing the wrong thing. But on the other hand, you're being sickeningly sweet about it. You're being really nice about it. I think if you're nice in your criticisms of these people, then it might go a little further than yelling. I mean, for instance, I saw a video on the Ridley Report, and I've talked about this on the air before. It was of some of the Manchester activists down. They were outside of City Hall. They're chanting. One of them had a megaphone. They were yelling at the city people, "Let us vote!" And it was about this. I guess they wanted to get some sort of a cap on spending on the ballot down
right there.
And so there they are out front chanting and yelling. And it was just a very confrontational kind of an episode. And I just don't know if that really did anything. I mean, it made for some interesting footage for Dave Ridley, but it made them look like, at least especially the woman with the megaphone, made her look like a loudmouth, annoying woman. And
well, I mean, shouldn't they be allowed to vote on the spending cap, though?
Sure.
I mean, shouldn't the bureaucrats know that there are people that are outraged?
I
think you need both of these things.
Okay, you know, that's fine, Mark.
I think you need the carrot and the stick.
I see where you're coming from on that. All I know is I feel like I'm building relationships with these people, and I don't think if I was standing out in front of City Hall with a megaphone that I would be able to make that claim. That's all. 1-800-259-9231. Don't they say you get more flies with honey or something like that?
Than you do with vinegar.
Right. Yes, so these are our adversaries. Yes, that is true. But I think we should...
Sometimes you need a fly swatter.
I see where you're coming from, Mark. Maybe that should be your job. More on the way. 800-259-9231. Maybe you guys can chime in on this as well, or whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the privacy of your email messages? Andre Picard, author of the Computer Privacy Handbook, says that normal email has become the most comprehensive surveillance system ever invented. Email may feel like a private one-to-one conversation, but in truth, it's about as confidential as whispering through a megaphone. When messages leave your company's email system, they become vulnerable to unscrupulous third parties who harvest private data for advertising. Also, if you're someone's boss, consider this little fact. In a recent survey, over 35% of IT professionals in charge of business email systems admitted to snooping through the boss's email. Your email no longer has to be exposed to such risks. Now there's PrivacyHarbor.com, an innovative new secure email solution utilizing some of the same reliable technology used in online banking. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
Drinkin' Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's Toughest Quiz Show, That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drinkin' Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Milt, GLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits in hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
Pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip. The logical companion of GLUR5... Glare 6. You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game, and if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it.
Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com. Or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com, and the features include updates. You get signed up, we clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about Free Talk Live. Head over to updates.freetalklive.com, get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
Did you know that over 35% of IT admins are, admit to snooping into their boss's email? Shouldn't your business emails be secure? PrivacyHarbor.com is an email alternative that's private and confidential. It's guaranteed. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure. You get a free account over there at PrivacyHarbor.com.
1-800-259-9231. I'm going to go to the phones here, and I'll come back to the conversation because I think it's interesting about various different approaches to talking to these government people. Should you be yelling through a megaphone, as Mark suggests, or should you be vitriolic and mean, or should you be nice and sugar sweet, or something in between? I would love your thoughts as well at 1-800-259-9231.
I only suggested that you need the carrot and the stick.
We continue here with Stephen in Colorado. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Stephen.
I don't like being mean myself, anyway, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
All right, great. You know, I was thinking today, the subject of roads, this isn't what I called about, but I just wanted to mention this really quickly. The subject of roads comes up so often on this show that I wondered if you considered getting Walter Block on the show to interview him, Dr. Walter Block from Loyola University in New Orleans. He is the most studied person on the subject of government roads of anybody in the entire universe. I guarantee it. He has studied it for more than 20 years. So right. Any question you ask, he can answer. That's not why I called, though, but just for your consideration.
Thank you for the suggestion. Appreciate it. Of course, unfortunately, though, if we convert Mark to a free road believer, then we won't have anything to argue about anymore. So I don't know if we should do that.
Okay. What I decided to call about, just thinking today, I got one of those, I got a Zune. It's an 80 gig thing. And I thought, oh, cool. I can get all these old songs that I used to listen to and then a bunch of new songs I listen to. And I'm like Mark. I used to listen to Dead Kennedys and stuff, and I listen to all sorts of stuff, so I thought I'll just have my own great radio station.
This is an MP3 player, by the way, for people that don't know.
That's right. It's an MP3 player similar to an iPod.
Got it.
And I thought I'll have all these Dead Kennedy songs. And even though Jello Biafra, the singer and chief songwriter for the Dead Kennedys, was a flaming lefty commie type guy, I can still enjoy the songs. Well, I didn't realize how much the lyrics of a song impacted me. They did quite a lot, because I cannot enjoy these songs anymore like I used to back when I was a leftist Democrat. Yeah, because there's a song, for example, called Hell Nation off the Frankenchrist album. The opening lyrics are, Hell Nation's where they teach us profit from greed. I had to delete it. I can't listen to that. How can you listen to a song like that when you know that greed is an important human motivator?
I don't know. Normally, I have trouble hearing lyrics in music. Normally, it's very hard for me to make them out.
Especially Dead Kennedys.
Yeah, so it probably wouldn't bother me, because I wouldn't bother going to look them up. But can you actually understand them in the music, or did you actually just?
I mean, I can. I used to be in rock bands, punk rock bands, stuff. So, and there was another song that I used to enjoy as a child. It was called Signs. It was an old hippie song.
Signs everywhere. Signs.
Exactly. Yeah. And one of the verses was, so I can't remember the exact lyrics.
What gives you the right to put up a fence to keep Mother Nature Mother Nature in?
Yeah, yeah. How dare you keep me off your property? In other words, well, hey man, it's my property. That's how I dare. You know, and it's basically an anarcho-communist. It's written from an anarcho-communist perspective.
Mm.
And I just find myself not being able to enjoy a lot of these songs. I just can't listen to them anymore.
Man, I'm sorry to hear that. I mean, I can't say I have the same problem, but then again, like I say, I just don't really care what the lyrics say. And not that I listen to music very much. I really don't, so...
You listen to music beds, don't you?
Well, Julia listens to a lot of electronic music, and there's no real point to the lyrics and that stuff. So
yeah. It's funny that electronic music is it shows me I'm old.
Right.
Sometimes I get in her car and it's like, God, turn that crap down.
Yeah. I was just wondering if Mark had a similar experience, or Wayne. Wayne's an old geezer like me. I wonder if he had a similar experience with the old hippie stuff.
Definitely. In fact, when I listened to Imagine by John Lennon, there's a few kind of really communist kind of lyrics in there that I kind of cringe at now. I didn't really...
Yeah.
When I was younger, I didn't really think much about it. It just sounded good, you know, but now it really ticks me off.
Sure, yeah. And one of my favorite bands was Jefferson Airplane. And a lot of their stuff I could really dig, but even today, but I mean, a lot of it, man, they were just out to lunch.
My experience was that I guess I just can't tolerate the music that I listened to in high school, the old punk rock stuff. I got out of prison. I went straight to my cassette tape collection. I put one of them in. I put the Cramps, Bad Music for Bad People in.
There you go. Yeah.
God, that crap was awful. I just couldn't. Yeah. To listen to Nick Cave, screeching and hollering, I'm like, oh, my God.
I know.
Tastes change, huh?
Yeah.
No wonder you got in so much trouble.
Maybe it's part of your maturity as far as understanding liberty. Maybe it's just the fact that you just don't have the same musical taste that you used to. Do you think it could be that, too?
That could be, too, because lately these days I've been digging on a lot of old blues, Muddy Waters and Howlin' Wolf and stuff like that. Oh, so yeah. I've been listening to a lot lately.
There you go.
All right, well.
Hey, thank you for the call, dude. Appreciate it, Stephen. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So there you go. Music. I certainly don't intend for people to stop liking the music they used to like when we talk about freedom. That's certainly not the intention.
But I don't listen to music much anymore. I like to go sing karaoke, but yeah. I used to listen to the radio in the car. I would listen to the music channels when I started working in radio. I found talk radio, and I listened to that much more.
Yeah.
And now I really don't want to hear anything but talk radio, honestly.
All right, 800-259-9231. We were talking about the idea of how to approach these bureaucrats. I mean, people have a lot of gripes about the government situation here, and I was suggesting that maybe, being nice would be the appropriate way to get them to listen to what you have to say. Maybe get them to come on board, because if you're yelling at them, if you're shouting, if you're being vitriolic toward them, yeah, that seems to be a surefire way to get them to ignore everything that you have to say.
Well, I'm not against talking nice to them. What I think is that there needs to be a certain amount of pressure from the outside, and I think that people that are, got the blowhorn saying, let us vote, apply that pressure. What? And then the person who, who's talks in a nice voice, those people, they get a little more credence.
Yeah, I see what you're saying there. That way you look like an even nicer guy in comparison to the people with the megaphones and the people that are being rude. Now, I understand that somebody would say, well, they're threatening me. I absolutely have the right to be rude. And I agree. You do. I mean, if somebody's threatening to steal your home from you or somebody's going to steal your kids from you, yeah, I can understand the indignation. And you're absolutely rightful in coming back in that sort of vitriolic manner. But I was talking with one of these bureaucrats over the weekend. Again, the audio is posted over at freekeen.com. And it was about she was talking about how some of her constituents will call and be very, very mean to her. And I was trying to explain to her in a very nice way, again, being the good guy, I guess, Mark, explaining to her why people are like that. More on the way on, I'll explain that here in moments, and you can call about anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Acola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Acola Blue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
Drinking a chlorophyll-rich beverage has been found to benefit your entire body. AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink is a specifically formulated nutritional supplement which provides many nutritional elements that are missing from our modern diet. Green Shield helps neutralize acid in your body and maintains a healthy pH balance. And having the proper pH balance has been known to balance blood sugar levels, something we can all benefit from. Green Shield combines the perfect blend of powerful whole food vegetables, immune-boosting herbs and grasses. Green Shield does not contain algae, mushrooms or fungi, has no preservatives, artificial colors or flavors. The powder mixes easily with water and tastes great. Drinking Green Shield strengthens the immune system and boosts energy, relieves fatigue and stress without the use of stimulants. Order your AlkaVision Green Shield green drink now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com today. Or call 269-344-3420. That's 269-344-3420 today.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Are you sick and tired of spending your hard-earned money to fill your gas tank? Then do something about it. Fuel Savers Fuel Conditioner lets you drive further on each gallon of fuel. Completely safe for all engines. Just add a small squeeze of product to your tank each time you fill up to improve your fuel economy 10 to 20% or more, saving you 35 to 80 cents on every gallon. Each little 2-ounce squeeze bottle is highly concentrated and costs only $8 to treat 100 gallons of gas or 50 gallons of diesel. Buy a case and the price drops to a mere $6 per bottle with free shipping. Be one of the first 10 orders and get an additional 10% off your case purchase. That's $5.40 to treat 100 gallons of gas. Call toll-free 866-768-7811 or get more information at FuelSaverInc.com. First 10 orders, save 10% on a case purchase. Act now to save on fuel. 866-768-7811. Call now.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com, and those features include the wiki, over 1,800 pages created by listeners just like you. Head over to wiki.freetalklive.com and get interactive, wiki.freetalklive.com. And freekeen.com presents the Keene Freedom Fest. It's happening this Sunday right here in our very own lovely Keene, New Hampshire, from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m. Local organizations from across New Hampshire will be gathering at Railroad Square in Keene to promote liberty. How many ways do you think there are to increase the amount of freedom you experience every day? There are more than you think. Come to Keene Freedom Fest this Sunday, the same weekend as Keene's famous Pumpkin Festival, and learn how you can make your life and loved ones' lives more enjoyable, more productive, more rewarding, and more free. You can learn more at KeeneFreedomFest.com. That's KeeneFreedomFest.com. And we're actually talking about what's going on here in old Keene, New Hampshire, because there are a couple of different techniques in play that we're discussing. We've been discussing this hour the idea of using honey or using nastiness to get what we're looking for. And of course, that is the voluntary society, or at least that's what I'm looking for. I don't deign to speak for anybody else but those who also want perhaps that same voluntary
society. I just want smaller government, lower taxes, man.
Sure, sure. And I think that's where a lot of your indignance comes in, Mark. And this is what I was explaining to Cynthia. She's one of the city councilors here in Keene. She has her own radio show. It's called Talk Back. It's on Saturday mornings. And actually, a lot of the time you can hear it on the Free Talk Live stream just because I want to stream it. So I put it on the stream at from 9 a.m. till noon Eastern time Sunday mornings. If you're listening to the stream, that's what you'll be hearing most of the time. And so I called this past weekend, I think it was this weekend, because she was complaining that she gets phone calls sometimes from some of her constituents that are very, very upset about, you know, whatever the issue might be. There's always some controversial issue, whether it's the, you know, the new middle school being built or them building special roads for salamanders to cross underneath the regular roads.
You think it's like a joke, people. It's not.
No, seriously, the city council.
Actually, it's bridges. And the bridges, really, the really great thing about that is that the raccoons have figured out that there's little tunnels, little salamander tunnels. So they wait next to the tunnels and they eat the salamanders when they come out. So it's really feeding the raccoons.
So
which
what
I was just discussing with someone today is I understand that that the devil didn't create any creatures at all, but if they did, they were raccoons.
Whatever the issue might happen to be at hand, always, whenever you're in a political position like Cynthia is, there are going to be constituents that are for it and constituents that are against it, right? And so, of course, the people that are for it, they're going to call and they're going to praise you and they're going to say, oh, please do this, we love you, please do this. And, of course, the people that are against the decision are going to call, and what she was complaining about is how some of them could be quite nasty. Now, she pointed out that some of them were very nice, but some of them were quite nasty with her. And so I called to try to explain the reasons why that might be. And again, approaching things from being very nice. So I might feel the same way as many of these people who were calling. In fact, I think the issue this time was a public development corporation that had been given a $200,000 loan a few years back, and now the city is debating wiping it out.
Confuses me. There seem to be good points on both sides. I don't know.
Well, it's a public corp. It's, you know, one of those, it's like the New London Economic Development Corporation that stole all that property from the people down in New London,
yes.
Except it's the Monadnock Economic Development Corporation. And so the city of Keene granted them a $200,000 loan, or like $177,000, and they haven't paid it back, and now they're trying to get the city to just wipe it out.
No, they don't want to pay it back.
Right. They're trying to tell the city, well, look, this was such a great loan. It helped the city, and you should just let us get away with this. We're not going to pay. We shouldn't have to pay you back. And so that's what the controversy is about. And so she's gotten some vitriolic phone calls about it, and I explained to her. I said, well, Cynthia, you know, it's because you've got this system where people feel as though they're forced, and they are, people feel as though they're forced to pay taxes into your system, and then they see things happening with that money that they would otherwise not support. So they feel very, very upset about that. And I can understand.
They're trapped.
Right.
I mean, and trapped and cornered animals fight.
Right. And I said, I can understand why they feel that way. I don't advocate them doing what they're doing to you, and that is being nasty to you. I don't advocate that personally, because that's what I do. I'm very, very nice to these people. And because I think that she's going to listen to me more than she's going to listen to somebody screaming at her over the phone.
That's right.
And so this is what I'm telling her. Look, it's because of the system. It's because you've taken these people's money. They would have their houses stolen from them if they didn't give it to you. And now here you are. You're spending it and doing things with it that they have a fundamental disagreement with. But there's nothing they can do about it. They feel powerless to do anything about it besides calling up to yell at you. So,
and I bet she's never thought of it that way before.
Exactly. And they certainly never approached it that way. They just feel indignant because they feel as though they're forced into this system. And as long as you're forced into this system, you have to play by these rules, then it makes sense to get upset because, damn it, you're being stolen from. And then in addition, the thieves aren't even doing what you would have them do with the money. So I can understand the indignance, and maybe now she can understand it a little bit better as well. And I did, you know, then again threw out the idea that this is a coercive system, and I always try to get the message in that all I'm suggesting is that people start behaving on a consensual basis. That's all I'm here suggesting. I think that, you know, you guys should be able to do your city thing. Just do it on a consent basis, where if you're offering something that's so valuable, people will voluntarily pony up money to support it. And I think that's a message that's understandable. And I think that if you aren't yelling it through a megaphone and being agitating to these people, they might be more likely to listen to it. Mark, you're saying you feel a little bit differently. You think there should be somebody out there with the stick, somebody with a megaphone, maybe yelling, maybe getting upset, getting angry. I can't say for sure that there's no value to that, but for me and for my approach and from my experience so far, I feel like maybe I'm not even getting anywhere. Maybe I'm just spinning my wheels. But I feel like I'm doing something more effective, and I certainly feel as though that the people listening, even if it's not just Cynthia, because it's a radio show that I'm calling when I'm making these points, there are maybe a couple hundred people listening there are listening to me make these points coherently without, raising my voice and yelling at these people, and I think that that's worth something as well.
Definitely.
Well, I called into Dan Mitchell's program, whatever that is called, I don't know, Open Mic, and...
Yeah.
because somebody had said, these libertarians that call in, Dan, you should just cut them off. We're sick and tired of hearing about it. There's cheapskates. They're skinflints. You know, they don't want to pay for the schools, but they don't mind taking the fire department or the police when they've got problems, which... hold on, I paid for the fire department and the police.
Yeah, so, I don't mind using services I pay for and I want.
I just don't want to have to pay for them. But, you know, they don't look at it that way. And I called in and I explained, look, it's not about cheap pettiness. It's about morality. I don't believe it's fair to charge you for something that you don't want to buy. That's what it's about. I don't believe it's fair to go, you know, after somebody who wants to send their kid to a religious school to educate the public school, you know, a bunch of middle class people in the public school, because I knew that it was going to be about poverty. If you want to talk about sending poor people to school, let's talk about that. But that's not really the issue.
That sounds like a sensible approach, Mark. I mean, as opposed to, you must have sounded much more sensible and reasonable than that guy that was just calling up to say, cut them off, cut them off. I mean, you didn't call and say, cut off the socialists. You called and made some very coherent points about your philosophy and what it is that you believe in.
And it exposes the thugs.
Yes, and I think we can expose these people and we can expose their violence, but at the same time being welcoming towards them to say, look, renounce your old ways. I mean, we won't ostracize you if you're friendly, if you stop doing these bad things, if you stop enforcing bad laws, if you stop hurting people. We'll be friendly towards you. I mean, we're being friendly now, but we'll be more accepting of you and we'll forgive you. Just stop it. So I wrote this letter to the judge here in town, which I still need to print out and send to him. But I've written up this letter, and it essentially says, hey, man, you know, if you were to just stop hearing cases that don't involve the victim, you'd make history, dude.
Well, at least with the general public, they can't. They might be able to see that they could stop doing this and take things on a voluntary basis. The judge, however, you're going after his bread and butter, and I don't think you're going to have much luck there.
There's also some ego involved by the time you get to be a judge, but you never know.
It never hurts to try try this particular approach. I mean, I don't mind going into the courtroom and protesting and outreaching to the people that are in the court, and I certainly let him know that that's something that could happen in the future. Hey, if you keep putting nonviolent people, peaceful people in prison cells, you're the one that's doing it. If you keep doing it, you're going to keep attracting more attention from activists, and if that's what you want, well, fine. But if you want to make a difference, then have some courage and stop accepting those cases. More on the way, you can take control of the earth. So I think we can ostracize, but at the same time be nice about it. We'd love your thoughts. This is Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
As a parent, your biggest fear is getting a phone call that your child has been attacked or worse. With your child going to college or moving out on their own, it's important to keep these safety tips in mind. Teach them to be aware of their surroundings. Walk on well-lit paths with friends or students. Secure the windows and doors of their dorm room or apartment. Know how to reach campus security. Always tell someone where they're going and when to expect their return. And always carry a self-defense device. This important message is brought to you by PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com features a full line of products for college students like pepper spray and mace, as well as window locks for dorm rooms or apartments, personal alarms, stun guns, and nighttime safety items. Enter school in the coupon code box and receive 10% off your order. Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com or call 800-908-9988. That's 800-908-9988.
If you could increase the effectiveness of your brain, would you do it?
If you could discover an easy way to make your brain smarter, stronger, and faster for absolutely no cost at all, would you do it? Well, now you can by requesting a powerful free demo of IQ from Infinite Mind. Right now, when you call, we'll send you an absolutely free demo showing you how easy it is to increase your brain power in as little as 7 minutes. It's called IQ, and it will unleash your mind. Not only that, but you'll be able to read up to 1,000% faster, allowing you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. To increase the effectiveness of your brain in 7 minutes for free, call 1-800-398-4022. What have you got to lose? It only takes 7 minutes. It increases the speed and efficiency of your brain, and you can try it out absolutely free. Call now to get your free demo. Call IQ at 1-800-398-4022. That's 1-800-398-4022.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Only moments remain, but just enough time for your call. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are free, and if you like the show and would like to help support Free Talk Live, then learn how to promote the show by going to promote.freetalklive.com. Lots of different ways that you can do it. Many of them totally free, a few of them very low cost. Head over to promote.freetalklive.com and see what that's all about. We go to your phone call, James in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, James.
Hi.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I had some thoughts about eminent domain.
Certainly.
You talked about how it would be required for the government would be required in order to acquire land for that. So,
eminent domain is a governmental process. I mean, it's government stealing people's land from them in order to build more government things.
But you can limit, you can make it more likely that a group of people along your road route are going to all sell at once by, instead of buying the land itself, by options to buy land. So that way you put less of your money at risk if it doesn't go through. And if it works, then you do have to borrow the balance, but you get a route that's closer, straighter and closer to what you want.
You're talking about in a world without a government situation where some private privateer would be interested in building a road and attempting to purchase the land necessary. What is an option to buy land? I don't understand what that is.
It's a contract that gives the purchaser of the option, like a stock option, for is an example of options in another market. So the buyer of the option has the right to buy land at a given price if they choose to do so.
The buyer of the option has the right to buy land at a given price. So in that, you would – can you explain how that would work for me? I'm sorry. I'm not an economics expert.
Well, suppose I own a house and someone – Walter Block is an expert on this, so I'll use him as an example.
Okay.
Suppose he wants to build a road that goes where my house is located.
Yeah.
So he comes to me and says, hey, I'm thinking I might buy a road that might go through this area. I'll pay you, I don't know, $2,000 for a contract that says that if I decide to go ahead and build this, you'll move out of your house. And in return for that, I'll pay you, I don't know, whatever agreed upon price, maybe $100,000 for the house. And then
I see. So you're buying the option to do something in the future should you want to at a specified price.
Exactly.
Now, isn't there, I guess there might be, would you also put a time frame on that in that, you know, well, I'm going to offer you this $100,000, if I decide to buy it within a 2-year time frame, wouldn't the buyer or wouldn't the homeowner be wise to say, well, yeah, I'll take that offer if it's within 2 years, but otherwise that plot of land might be worth $200,000 5 years later, so I don't want it to be forever.
Essentially, options almost always have that.
Okay.
I mean, I have never heard of a situation where an option wouldn't be, you know, acted in a certain amount of time.
So you're saying that this process would be a way for somebody to plan out a potential route and sort of secure the necessary interests in order to make the purchases should everything work out as he intends it.
Yes, exactly.
Got it. Okay, cool.
That's sort of what I talked about yesterday.
Thanks for sharing that. Anything else on your mind?
Yes. I'd like to plug a video that Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership has recently released on the Internet.
And what's that?
If you go to JPFO 1776, search for that on YouTube, then there's a free video that talks about 6 facts about the Second Amendment.
Neat. Very good. That's a good organization from what I can tell. I thank you for the call tonight. 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. I believe Paula may be on the line. Paula, are you there? Paula in Florida?
Hi.
Hey, Paula.
We were warned today, Lindsay was on Alex's program, and he warned that something was going to happen before the election. Well, we found out this bailout didn't work. They said we're going into a total collapse.
Mm.
And they said that people will start rioting, and this is why martial law has got to be brought.
So you think the election is going to be canceled?
I don't know. I mean, they didn't mention that. I mean, I just heard on another radio station that Dana Perino, they were talking about having meetings with all the other countries in the world.
Well, there was a story on, I saw it on the Drudge Report just a few moments ago. I was telling you guys during the break where apparently police departments across the country are preparing for what they're describing as unrest on Election Day.
Hmm.
So I don't know if that's
about that, but
martial law. I'm not sure when. How are we going to know when it's actually martial law, Paula? What are the
well,
indicators going to be?
Well, I mean, a lot of things are happening with the police departments, sheriff departments, and we heard from a guy that was in Florida that said that he's seeing things moved around at nighttime, military stuff.
Hmm.
And but anyway, I had listened to Alex just before he got off, and they were talking about that something was going to happen right before the election. Anyway, he said whoever wins the presidency, they said they'll have to take this over.
Well,
but they
also
said this bailout didn't work.
Colin Powell was quoted as saying on TV in an interview on Meet the Press that something was going to happen around January 20th or 21st. Now, this is the former Secretary of State of the U.S. saying this.
Joe Biden said that, that Barack Obama was going to have to deal with a huge crisis very early on in his presidency, too.
And also, next month, the President Bush is supposed to be meeting with world leaders regarding some sort of reform of the world economic system. So this is pretty serious. If a lame duck president in the last month of his office term is doing this.
However, I'd like to say I don't think that Joe Biden knows the difference between crap and chocolate ice cream.
Well, I heard about Obama that he may have to drop out of the race.
Oh,
because,
I didn't know about that.
It's already been proven that he's not a citizen of the United States. He's a citizen.
I don't think anybody believes that, Paula.
Oh,
I mean,
they've already got his birth certificate from Kenya. 3 people got it.
And, yeah, well, it doesn't seem to have made a difference.
And it's on
huh?
record in Indonesia that he is a citizen of Indonesia.
All right. Well, I thank you for the predictions. We
He's
will
a citizen
see what
of
happens.
Indonesia, but was born in Kenya.
You've got the predictions from Paula. She has said that that Obama will possibly drop out, that martial law will be declared before the election. So we shall see.
It's going to be an interesting few months.
Yeah, her track record, not so good. I'd just like to point that out. Paula's made some predictions in the past. Not so great. All right, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Wayne, did you have a quickie story for us?
Well, there's a few here. There's one from Britain where a boss, they call him a boss, faces fine for wrapping his lunch without a license.
A boss? What do you mean? What is a boss?
There's a company boss, they call them over in Britain, I guess.
Huh, okay.
Faces a 300-pound fine for failing to declare his sandwich wrapper as industrial waste. Now, this is coming to America, too, this stuff, because it seems like it starts over in Britain and then it ends up over here. Frank Hughes, 62, was threatened with the penalty by a council official during a spot inspection at his office and told he may be punished over his used tea bags. The businessman who runs a small scaffolding firm works from an industrial unit with his wife Liz, 61, while their team of laborers visit sites across Liverpool. But the official insisted they had flouted new nationwide laws which forced companies to declare it industrial waste, despite the couple explaining that they only had cling film from their homemade sandwiches in soggy tea bags.
Saran wrap.
Yes.
Saran wrap.
So that was supposed to be declared as industrial waste, and what got was he supposed to get a license for throwing that away? Is that the idea?
Yes, but they were actually taking their trash and taking it home with them and just throwing it away because it was a tea bag and a sandwich wrap.
So someone was going through their garbage?
I guess they were just sitting there, or maybe they did go in the garbage. It didn't say. I don't think if like roll screwed
it's,
up.
It's crazy. Bort said it on today too. They came after them, cited them for industrial waste when all they had was sandwich wrappers.
Wow. It's amazing.
And an old tea bag.
Well, and again, it goes back to the conversation we were having. I can understand if that guy was really indignant and really pissed off about it because, you know, he doesn't believe that should be going on. I think that once you get to the point of where you've come to the understanding that these government people are going to continue doing stuff like this and that fighting them doesn't really seem to get us anywhere. If we just stop obeying and instead just say, yeah, well, I see where you're coming from on that, but I don't consent to your rules, so now what are you going to do? How many people are they going to throw in jail? How many jails are they going to build to house marijuana smokers and gamblers and other people that are just going to be willing to break these laws in person and say, sorry, don't consent. Your system doesn't apply to me. What are you going to do now? You know, and be very, very nice about it. Smile at these people and say, hey, we're just nice, friendly neighbors. We haven't done anything. There's nobody that's been harmed here. You're the ones that are threatening to harm us. Why are you doing that? That's not very nice. Why are you threatening to throw my friend in a cage? I don't appreciate that. I'd just like to let you know that I don't appreciate that, and we're going to do everything we can to stop you. We're not going to yell and get all upset, because what good is that going to do? I mean, wouldn't they want to throw somebody who's being mean and nasty in a cage more than they would want to throw somebody who's being nice to them in a cage?
Absolutely. Being calm and focused and centered and not reacting but responding to people really gets you a lot further.
I mean, that, not to say that Lauren Canario, one of the activists here, I've never heard her yell at any of the people that have been arresting her and throwing her in cages. In fact, she doesn't say anything, as a matter of fact. Kat Canning was not yelling, as I understand it. She was very, very quiet. And I think that if you're talking to these people and being friendly, that might make it hurt more to them to enforce these bad laws. I don't know. I'm not in their position, so I can't say for sure how it'll make them feel, but I know how I would feel if I were there. Anyways, Vinny in here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
We're going to try various different approaches here, and you should come and join us. FreeStateProject.org. Get involved. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
This November, support the real libertarian. Support George Phillies for president. George wants Uncle Sam out of your wallet, bedroom, and gun locker. This November, send Henry Paulson and those congressional bailout crooks a message. Vote libertarian. In New Hampshire, vote Phillies for president. Donate at choosegeorge.org. That's choosegeorge.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Have you ever